Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Maricopa, Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta noon with Michelle and the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary speakeasy for patriots. Our Hump Day Live studio audience is excited to kick off a jam-packed July Jubilee of Rejuvenation. It's also Patriotism Month, and they're wearing patriotic gear purchased on our marketplace. So please go check it out, buy a flag, a shirt, a hat, and show off your red, white, and blue. Everything Home Resource Platform.com and click the Marketplace tab. You'll see the page right there for patriotic gear. The companies also donate 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners supporting vets, pets, kids, and freedom. Get some cool stuff and make a difference at the same time. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all of the quality content you're about to hear. It's time to make your life, your business, and this country better. And we could really use it. Today's topics on episode 232, after domestic abuse, health and wellness, client avatars, spirit medium, success mindset, Arizona border crisis, more like an invasion. And our special guest is Tim Foley of Arizona Border Recon, delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Social Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things.
Are you
today's lineup, starting off, batting first is Orsica Julia, guiding you to a complete life after domestic abuse. Fitz Kohler, common sense, fitness, and wellness education, inspiring people to thrive and survive. Tony McClellan from across the pond, how to identify the ideal client by creating their avatar. Daniel Jackson, spirit medium, communicating with spirit guides, angels, and archangels. Preston Weeks, personal transformational power mixed with scientific information to create a success mindset. And our special guest, sitting with shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox at 1 p.m. Pacific time, Tim Foley, the founder of Arizona Border Recon. They're providing intelligence and security services in partnership with the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Tim's going to tell you what's really going on the border, how it's an invasion of our country, and I'm not exaggerating. It's also the largest human trafficking operation in history. Facts you'll never hear on the news. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action. Items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information. Ultimate Resource Platform. And remember, we're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. You can go to everythinghomelive.com. That's everythinghomelive.com. And, of course, the link is also at the top of our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Oh, what is next? Breaking news. Number one, President Trump had a press conference this morning, and he announced he's bringing a class action lawsuit against big tech. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Finally, someone is standing up for we the people and the First Amendment. They're asking people who have been censored, which is almost everybody that's probably listening to this show, and you can join the lawsuit, getbigtech.com. We're going to add it to our website, getbigtech.com. Oh, I'm signing up. Sure has been nice hearing from him from the podium for the past 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Number two, speaking of big tech. Oh, this is a good one. Oh, I got two from today. Speaking of big tech, yesterday I downloaded one of the most recent versions of Skype, which is owned by Microsoft, for those who don't know, and I clicked their button to send an email to let people know to join me on their platform, only because I wanted to test it out and see what it said. So the first sentence of the email said, join Michelle on Skype by clicking this link. So I sent it to myself. When I received it, that same sentence was in Chinese. Not kidding. Was in Chinese. Never seen that before. So I was telling somebody about it yesterday, and then I went to pull it up. It had disappeared from my inbox, and it wasn't in my deleted folder. And then number two, you're going to love this one. So this morning, I was a guest on Let's Talk America, Dr. Alan Key's show. One of our partners, Dr. John Diamond, was filling in, so I was on. So we started off the show. I was having tech issues with the videos. No big deal. I didn't think that was a problem. And called into the show. And then I start going through, and we were talking about censorship. We were talking about the 13 bigs. I got through the whole list. Boom. Phone got disconnected. It wasn't my phone that got disconnected. The studio, the entire phone system in the studio went out. Censorship.
Things that make you go through.
All right, 12:06. I'm running a little behind, but I'm going to make it up to everybody today, so don't worry about it. You'll still get your time in, everyone, so stick with me. We've got to get through this just another minute or so. Number three, the Biden Nazi regime is now going door to door to all of the smart people's homes who haven't taken the non-vaccine. Yeah, those of us who haven't taken it, don't take it, by the way. The political propaganda pandemic takes yet another dangerous turn. Hopefully this wakes people up that it has nothing to do with protecting your health. Remember, it's not a vaccine, but an experimental bioweapon with mRNA technology, nanotechnology, spike proteins, tracking devices, operating system, magnet stick to your body, fetal tissue from aborted babies. And the name of the patent is the Lucifer Race, so do not take it. Do not take it. It's July 7th. Oh, my God. July 7th, day 478, 15 days to slow the spread. That's correct. It's 478. I can't believe we shut this place down. 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
Oh, I hope you're all sick of it, and I hope that you're fed up. It's time to rip off those dirty masks from you. I don't even have an adjective. The ones that are still wearing it because you know they don't work. They actually make you sick, and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Just say no to that non-vaccine. It will kill you. Don't believe me? Listen to episode 223 of Dr. Brian Artis, or perhaps episode 230 with Dr. Christiane Northrup. Two doctors, two very important doctors. They'll tell you the same thing. It eats your immune system, people. So it's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. Sad. Go to your next school board meeting. Go to your next city council meeting. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime by joining one of our partners groups on our Take Action tab. Must follow, must join. Get involved today. Fight for your freedom. Stop acting like we, the sheeple, take back our country and reopen America 100%. Well, I'm wrapping it up. It's time to bring on the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topic, episode 232, after domestic abuse, health and wellness, client avatar, spirit medium, success mindset, Arizona border crisis, with our special guest, Tim Foley of Arizona Border Recon.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up is Ms. Orsica Julia. She's the founder of Out of the Quicksand, guiding you to a complete life after domestic abuse. Big round of applause. Orsica, how are you?
Oh, my friend, I am so well on this beautiful day. How are you?
I am good. I'm a little over, so I apologize. Not sure how that happened, but I think my home warning is a little off because... I did that show. I was mentioning I did that show, and oh, I got cut off I got cut off by big tech. Whoa. They didn't like it.
I mean, really not that strange, but, you know, it is what it
is. No, but I mean, the irony. the irony, you know, there's no coincidences and there is no conspiracies.
No.
So the irony of when that happened, it couldn't be more of a perfect example for those of for those out there that, that don't think that that happens. It does. It does. So today, what do you want to share? I figured maybe we do a little healing because of, well, first of all, I want to say thank you for when you were on the show last time. For those of you who missed it, Orsica joined me in the Patriotic Soapbox on June 9th, which was episode 221. And I don't know how we got on the subject, but I was a complete mess. I was a hot mess, meltdown of just tears and blah. Yeah. So anyway, I want to thank you for
you're welcome
for listening and I don't know what, but yeah, thank you.
You know, that's what we're here for, right? Is to help each other heal and grow and just be our best selves and serve others. So that was the way I was called to serve that day. It was absolutely my pleasure and honor to be able to be there for you.
So that is a testimonial for anybody that needs some help and needs some healing. You don't have to do it on air. That's the whole world can hear
we can
you.
Keep it private, people.
Yeah, it could be private. I suggest you do private. And you know, I don't. I'm cool with just blurting out these things. But Julius is a great support, and it was unbelievable things that she said. So anyway, that is an incredible testimonial for anybody who needs some help and healing. So domestic abuse, what do you want to cover? That's the thing. I mean, it's almost like your talents are being limited by just putting domestic abuse as part of what you're doing when it really is healing from so much because you've been through a lot, so you can relate and help more. So, it's not just domestic abuse. Like, I don't have any domestic abuse, but I was literally a puddle of a mess. But her counseling, if you want to use that word, or her consoling was
my
perfect.
Guidance. So, how's that?
Guidance, yes. So it had nothing to do with domestic abuse, but it was it was perfect. So she's much more than just that niche. So it's more than that. So, all right, what do you think is important at this point in the game for everybody?
I think it's important to find. So a couple of weeks ago, I did a Facebook guided event called Finding Freedom in Forgiveness and Healing. And that was for anybody and everybody who needed to find that, you know, find the freedom in forgiveness and healing, just what the title is. It could be more straightforward than that. And it was such a good event, and it was really eye-opening to me. And you know, exactly what you said, like I narrow it down to that niche because I don't feel as though there's enough support for those, especially single parents who have overcome domestic, you know, violence. I don't think that there's enough support for the survivors necessarily. There's plenty of support for the people who are getting out, but then when the forgiveness and healing begins, when that part of the journey begins, that seems really limited to me. So that's why I niche it down to domestic violence survivors, but you're absolutely right. We all need that healing opportunity. And I just love doing that. I love being able to pour into people and having them live that life of forgiveness and healing, whatever their circumstances are. It doesn't have to be domestic violence. It could be, you know, a horrible divorce or something happened with one of your children and they're no longer part of your family. Not necessarily death, just, you know, an ostracizing or an excommunicating or whatever the case may be. So I just think it's really important. I think our world is so upside down and in such turmoil, and we just really, it's important for each of us to find that place of healing and forgiveness within ourselves. And that's forgiving ourselves. Let's make sure that we're clear on that, right? It's not forgiving the other person who hurt us. It's forgiving ourselves for putting ourselves in that situation. And once we can forgive ourselves, then we can go on and forgive the person who hurt us. But so many people are like, oh, I'm never going to forgive that person who hurt us in whatever capacity. But the reality is, did you forgive yourself? Have you started to forgive yourself because you put yourself in the situation to be hurt? And I know probably people are like, I didn't put myself in the situation to be hurt. But the truth of the matter is the decisions you make to get to the point to be with the person who hurt you were your decisions. And so taking ownership and responsibility is absolutely the first step to finding that healing and living in that life, you know, living that life of forgiveness. So it's really important that we actually sit down and have serious come to Jesus conversations with ourselves and say, huh, I did take the step, whatever led me to that person or that situation that hurt me. It's really important for us to be able to recognize that those were our steps. Nobody held a gun to our head that said, here, take these steps towards this person who's inadvertently going to hurt you. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. But, you know, it's the thing I want to make a comment, and we brought this up when we did the soapbox section last month. It's usually because there's something that's with us. I don't want to say that's wrong, but there's something within us that we know that we need to address or fix. So it's almost like it makes it even harder to forgive ourselves for that, because it has really nothing to do with the other person, because we already knew, we didn't clean up our own mess. Then that's why we got involved with the Yahoo. And now we are not forgiving him, which it's almost like, you know, when the dog pees, it's just, that's what dogs do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like pees on the rug. That's just his thing. He eats his poop.
Happens.
That's what dogs do. So you can't hit the dog because he ate his own poop. That's just their thing. So, you know what I mean? So, but we're supposed to be better in with our own selves and be more connected and make ourselves a better person before we bring on another body into our world by choice. You know, it's like,
absolutely.
You know, if you're a hot mess, you don't want to. What? Go ahead. Say that again.
No. I'm sorry. If you're a hot mess, I interrupted. I apologize.
No, I was just saying, if you're a hot mess or you've got some issues, you don't need to bring on another person into your world, because it's just going to make your world more chaotic. You know, you got to fix certain things before you know, it's like I always say, you don't, if you have a first and a second mortgage, you don't need a third one. So you got to watch who, you know, watch who you bring into your world in any capacity. Or you want to give your, website and plug anything else, because I gotta get back on the clock.
I'm on track. Yeah, totally get that.
Yeah.
You can find me at outofthequicksand.com and outofthequicksand on all the social media as well. And I will be doing a Finding Freedom and Forgiveness and Healing 5-day guided event next week as well. So anybody who is wanting to find that freedom, I invite you to come join us for that 5 days. It's 10 maybe 13-minute videos daily. You're worth 10 minutes. It is, because I've been on events that are like hour-long videos, and I'm like, no, just no.
It's too much.
So it's 10 to 13. just no. So 10 to 13 minutes in and out. On Facebook, come join us. Come join us.
Make sure you tag me so that I can push it out and send me a quick email with the info, and I'll mention it on the show on Friday too. And next week.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know me.
Thanks.
If it's not email, I'm not going to see it. So shoot me that email. All right. Thank you, my dear.
We'll
talk to you
next month. Okay. Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Before I bring my next guest, because I am a little like a minute or so behind, I just wanted to mention, you know, when I had interviewed Tom Renz on the show, the attorney, America's attorney, Tom Renz, episode 226. For anybody who wants to check that out, you know, he said, so what can the American people do? What can people do now? Because we feel helpless when it comes to what's going on with the non-vaccines, what's going on in the schools, what's going on, with this political propaganda pandemic keeps going and going. And he said, you know, the number one thing you can do is you can pray. And he said, you know what, I would like for everybody out there to pray for me and my team, because that means so much. So we've extended it for everyone to take a few minutes each day and pray for all those freedom fighters who are brave enough to stand. I don't know why this stuff makes me emotional, that are brave enough to stand up for our rights and our freedoms. And there's a lot of them out there, and they're risking their reputations, risking their income, they're risking their jobs, some of them risking their lives. So do that. Take a few minutes and pray for their safety. Pray and thank them for what they're doing. It's making progress. It's making headways. All right. It's 12:19. I need to get back on track. Hang on, Snoopy. Hang on. All right, my next guest is Fitz Kohler. She's a professional speaker, race announcer, author, and president of Fitzness International, specializing in fitness and wellness education. Inspiration, that's her. She's about thriving and surviving. Big round of applause from a favorite physically fit person. Hey, Florida, what's going on?
Well, we are having a very soggy week, but that's okay. That's who we are.
Yeah, so it's is it as big as what they're saying, or are they just trying to justify why they blew up that other building that just was the weirdest thing?
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's hard to differentiate between one horrific storm and another. Now, I say horrific storm because that's the reality of summers in Florida, but that's kind of what we're here for. We love the sunshine, and then we love the big storms. I got to tell you, those first responders trying to dig people out under the threat of that second half of the building falling on them, you know, is definitely terrifying. My husband's a police officer, and I would have certainly been worried about another side of the building falling on him. So, you know, it sounds like the decay of that building was legit, which is why it came down. And, you know, the threat of our storms is also legit. So I'm not second guessing any of that, but we're definitely very soggy for sure. Lots of flooding, lots of trees down.
Oh, wow. So it's a tropical storm. Is that what they're calling it? Or what's the, you're not
Correct.
A hurricane, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Just checking, making sure okay.
And as Floridians go, we tend not to get wound up until you hit a hurricane like 3, 4, or 5. Those things are scary. And for certainly we get lots of danger or damage with the smaller storms. But, yeah, there was no shopping, no nothing. We brought some things in from outside because of the wind. And, you know, we'll get back to normal pretty quickly around here.
Yeah, you guys are troopers, man. You're definitely, you can literally weather the storm. Maybe it's because you guys are always exercising and are a little bit more into wellness and health and fitness. Maybe that's it, because you're nicer weather outside. That's probably why you're able to withstand these things. It has to do with, that strong immune system, some physical fitness in there, some common sense perhaps.
Hey, you know what? All of that, yes. And then our magical governor, Ron DeSantis, seems to make everything a little bit better lately. So
he does.
One, but it's good to be a Floridian right now.
Yeah, thank God he is on the front lines, one of the great freedom fighters leading the way. So that is all good. And all right, today, we're halfway through the year. It's summer. There's really no excuse except for if you're here in Arizona to go outside and exercise. We've kind of gotten over wellness. We've gotten over, you know, what you not put in your mouth, how easy it is to just kind of put that down, and what you should put in your mouth. You want to do a recap, or do you think, is there something else that people just need as a reminder? I fall off the wagon all the time. So I'm the worst person in this category. You know it. I'm not going to lie.
You know, fitness falls into two categories. It's understanding legit know-how, which is what I provide for free. And then the other half is discipline, and nobody can do that for you. You know, I find that nobody ever makes any legit progress until they have finally put their foot down. They've looked in the mirror and say, I cannot live in the body one more day as it is. I need to make change. And once that happens, people then start to seek out, the valuable information. And, you know, the reality is you watch what you put in your mouth. If people go to the cover of fitness.com, that's FITZNESS.com, there's an article called The Exact Formula for Weight Loss. It's no diet pills, powder, supplements, snake oil, no lies at all. I just teach you how to eat the right amount of the right food for the size you want to be. It's not so complicated. If you are committed to losing between 1 and 1,000 pounds and keeping it off, you go there, you read it. It's a small effort to make for a lifelong a long life of being in a body that's the size you'd like it. Now, that's the eating portion, and you'll never be the size you want without watching what you put in your mouth. Even if you're a marathon runner, and I tell you that as a professional race announcer, I see tons of obese marathon runners that run, 30 races a year and still are overweight. That's because they haven't done the work they needed to do with their eating habits. However, when it comes to exercise, that also requires a bit of understanding and then a bunch of discipline. It's do some strength training. You don't have to be a bodybuilder, but you do have to work on being strong and capable. You have to do some endurance training. Do anything that makes you huff and puff, that qualifies. Do some stretching. In fact, lots of stretching will take care of almost all of your aches and pains. Anything that makes you feel like an old man or an old woman can likely be alleviated by some aggressive stretching and then a bit of balance training. On occasion, stand there on one foot, close your eyes, see how you do. If you don't wobble too bad, you're probably in good shape. But yeah, fitness, like everything else, requires work. I imagine all of your listeners probably get up every morning and brush their teeth. If you didn't do that and your teeth rotted out of your mouth, you could live a really long time without those teeth. However, if your heart rots out, you know, if your heart goes weak and goes bad, you can't live a long time. So if you're going to spend a few minutes every day catering to your teeth, you should at least spend a few minutes catering to the rest of your body.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to take that segment and I'm just going to separate it, because that, you summed it all up right there. And I think people almost need to listen to that. That's how they should start their day, so they could get that reminder.
Yeah.
And then almost like reprogram their thought process about the health and the wellness portion, because that doesn't take much, but it's so important. I mean, we all know how it is to, when you're not feeling well or something's hurting and then you're actually trying to get stuff done, or you're working, or you have to, you know, you've got kids and you're moving them around and doing the things that you normally do, but yet you don't feel good. And all of that doesn't have to happen if you take care of yourself. And one other thing I want to add, don't buy any of these pills that you see on TV. And
go low.
I have to admit, I bought it last year, the year before, and it does. They literally don't do anything. Like nothing, nothing. So you just literally are wasting money. So don't buy anything like that. Put your money into the healthier food. Like if you want to, you know, buy some more fruits and vegetables. Don't buy any of these pills. And no matter where they are, it doesn't. If you at the store, just, I've done so many of them over the years. And
oh,
like
God.
I said, I have. If you've seen the stuff I've taken, Fitz, you would actually, you might fly out here and smack me upside the head.
I would, because you're one of the many. But so many people are looking for any sort of pill with the word weight loss or health.
It doesn't work.
You don't ever buy a pill from your neighbor down the street that's selling crap out of their trunk. I don't care if they're a school teacher or a bus driver. You don't buy pills from anyone, from a pharmacist, and you don't take anybody's advice other than a medical professional who has drawn your blood and knows exactly what your deficiency is and exactly what you should be taking. You definitely do not go to one of these quote-unquote nutrition stores and talk to their minimum wage employee who just got hired 3 months ago and ask them about what to put in your body to make it run better. We do not go to people who don't have expertise on pills. Pills are very, you know, complicated business. And if you have one ailment and then you, even if you take an iron supplement when you shouldn't be, that could counteract your diabetes medicine or your high blood pressure medicine. So you take advice from nobody other than a medical professional who has drawn your blood, period, end of story. And you'll save a lot of money. And you'll do a heck of a lot better with fitness when you focus on the right things. That's what you put in your mouth, the way you move your body, and the way you get sleep.
Yeah. Don't, you got to watch what you put in your mouth. Fitz, give your website.
Yep. F-I-T-Z as in zebra, N-E-S-S. That's fitness.com. I'm Fitness everywhere on social media. Don't just follow. Reach out and say hello. I'd rather have friends than followers.
I love that. I'd rather have friends than followers. You need a shirt, perhaps a hat with their little slogan.
Yeah.
All right. Try to stay dry, my dear. Tell your husband thank you for his police service, and we will talk to you next month.
Take care, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, she is my favorite physically fit person. Yeah, so smart, so upbeat. Yeah, I would definitely go check out her article that she mentioned. I'm actually going to read it and see what it is that I'm not doing. And, but even if you know, I fall off the wagon all the time, but you just need to stay on track, try to be committed. I know it's hard, but that's the only way you're going to do it when it comes to health, wellness, and fitness, for sure. And if you want a little bit more advice on that, during the All-Stars, our All-Star week, we did a whole, there was a whole month of, and each week we did an All-Star. So if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, just go to the page where it says All-Stars. Fitz is one of our All-Stars, and you'll be able to get that information. Tony's one of our All-Stars too. Let me bring her on because she's across the pond. My next guest is Toni McClellan. She's the founder of First Light Consultancy Group. She's a mentor. She's got her fairy dust, and she's transforming your business and leadership and positive change and growth. We're talking avatars today, audience. Big round of applause. Hello, my friend.
Wow. Thank you, Michelle. It's always a pleasure to be here. And after your last guest, I think we need to do some business fitness, don't you?
Yeah, like because you have to bring it all together. You need your faith. You need your business. You need your health. You need your civic duty. You could roll it all into one. So what business?
Absolutely. So let's do some business press-ups right now.
I love that. Business push-ups. I'm there with you. I was thinking about this segment. So I'm excited. I've got a pen and paper, and I encourage others to do the same. This is really important.
This one is about client avatars. And I would really, really encourage your listeners just to grab a pen and a paper and just start drawing. Draw whatever comes to them. It doesn't matter if they can draw or not. And the reason why I say that, because how many people actually know who their ideal client is, where to find them?
Not a lot.
How,
I think most people make a generalization. They say, "Oh, I work with entrepreneurs."
I know.
Okay, well, you got to chisel that down there, champ, because there's a big difference.
Absolutely. So I'm going to encourage people today to just draw your ideal client, not because they need to look a certain way, because they need to have hair or not hair, or you know, but because when you start drawing them, they become real. They become real people. You know, at the moment, it's like, you know, when it's so broad, you're just looking at everybody. I was talking to somebody yesterday about doing, you know, some more targeted work when they're looking for their clients on LinkedIn, for example. And, you know, I said, well, you're doing some really good posts, but the people that are your ideal client are not seeing it because they're not who you're connected to. And then we started talking about ideal clients. And it's so, so important that you know who those people are. What do they look like? What kind of jobs do they have? How much are they maybe earning? You know, we're not going to stereotype too much, but actually they need to be real and you need to be thinking about where you're going to find them. Who wants your service? Where do they hang out? Where are they going to be online? What are their challenges? What are their pain points? What do they want from you? What are their goals and values? So, you know, when we start thinking about their values, you know, we can say, right, okay, so this particular person, they might be a business startup, their values are that they want to improve their personal performance or, you know, improve their business, and their goals are to provide a better life for their family. What do they want? They just want to grow their business. Yeah, what are their pains? Not enough time in the day, growth is too small, they can't get repeat clients. You know, how are you going to help them to solve their pain? What are their objections? There's not enough time in the day. It's hard and risky. So when it's hard and risky, how can you reassure them? So this is kind of like really pinning down who your client is. Where are you going to find them? What kind of books are they going to read? Who are they motivated by? Do they read Brené Brown? You know, is it John Maxwell, or is it others? Is it other motivational speakers that they're actually following? To really drill down into who these people are, and then you can start thinking about where you're going to find them. What books do they read? Where do they shop?
Really, really specific. I mean, as specific as you can be. And then you can, once you've got it down, and then you go, all right, this is so specific. There's five people on the planet. And you're like, oh, okay, now you can back it up a little bit. Miss exactly specific. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but then that way you could really then Yeah.
Like, for example, this particular...
what you need to add back
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because, for example, I was speaking to somebody and they're targeting older women. So services for older women as you come out of menopause and through midlife crisis, you know, they're targeting them. So where are we going to find those people? You know, are they the ones that maybe have, frantic jobs, high-powered jobs, don't have a lot of time to look after themselves? Where are we going to find these people? Are they the CEOs? Are they the people on the stock exchange? How are we going to find these people? Who are they? You know? So when you kind of really drill down into what they're likely to be doing, you'll then define where you're likely to find them, and you'll get closer to them. You know, what kind of magazines do they read? You know, so that this is kind of really, because people are very generic when it comes to their clients, but the more you identify, the better it is, Michelle.
And then can you comment and give some advice on how important it is and how much easier it will be to relate to some of these clients when you take some of your own personal interests or values or traits and then match those up into these categories. So that way you really have something in common with them in addition to the ideal client. You know, like
absolutely.
I think that's the icing on the cake home run is to do that.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's not necessarily like, for example, not for profit. I've been a head teacher in a school. I've bought in services to that provision, and yet I know what the gaps are. So now that I'm not in that scenario, I'm on the other side. I know what the pain points are. So I make sure that I provide everything that I needed when I was on the other side. So for me, it's very easy for me to maneuver into those typical spaces. But one of the avatars that I think is really, really of interest, which I want your listeners to really think about, is I was speaking to somebody that writes children's books. Now their client is a child, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
However, the client that really is going to be paying is potentially the parent.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got two client avatars now. What is the type of client that is going to pay? And what is the ideal child that's going to read your book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's almost like pick another profession.
Because you can have the ideal parent.
Job.
You can have the ideal parent, but they might not have the ideal child.
Right.
Yeah. Do you understand what I mean?
pick a new line of work. You got to keep this kind of simple.
Absolutely.
You know,
so you've got to kind of think about... You've got to think about what is a child like? What typical child, you know, might you want to read your book? Or is it for any child of a particular age, you know? And then vice versa. So, you know, who has got the purse strings to pay for that? If, for example, it's a service for an education provision, it could be the head teacher that has that purse string to the budget to pay for it or make that decision. But they might not necessarily be the people that's benefiting from the service. It could be the teachers or it could be the children. So you've got to think about who is your client avatar. And on top of that, you've got to think about who's got the power to make that decision and make the purchase. So it's always good if the two are the same person.
Yeah, as we used to say, who signs the check? So who signs the checks here? Is that you want to know?
Well, it's good that the person that signs the check is the person that needs the service, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So much easier,
yeah.
You know? So so just kind of, that's what I really want your listeners to think about now is who. Give them a name if you want to give them a name. Give them hair if you want to give them a hair when you draw them. It doesn't, but do you see what I mean? It becomes real then.
Yes. Yeah. No, you're totally right.
And when you come into contact with them, absolutely. When you come into contact with them, you'll know them because you've drawn it out. and you'll realize that out of the seven criteria, they meet five.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're totally right. And because A, you're putting it on paper, which means it's a whole other shift in your brain. And then B, you're making something where it looks like somebody as best as you can. And it's like a form of manifestation at that point too.
Absolutely. Go and get your coloring pencils out. Go and get your coloring pencils out and start drawing a color in, you know, and then, bringing this thing to life.
And then sprinkle a little fairy dust on it. Give your website, my dear.
Absolutely.
Oh, give your website.
Sorry, Michelle, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
I said give your website. I got to bump to the next guest.
Okay, so it's at First Life Group is all my social media handles, www.1stlifegroup.com. So that's first as in the digit, lifegroup.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
lots and lots of fairy dust to you and your guests, and see you again soon.
Thank you. Talk to you next month. Have a great week.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. So she gave her website. Listen, what I did on all of these shows, the website for all of the guests are embedded into the show notes. So if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you can click the Take Action tab. This particular live show is called Her Partners. So if you go to Purpose Driven Partners, you'll see the page on there. There's lots of pages. Remember I told you, we loaded this thing up with every possible resource that you can imagine to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. So when you click on that tab, you will see a very long list of partners. There's 202 partners. There's 476 of these live segments that we've been doing. That's a lot. And talk about quality content. And it's all free. So you're going to be a scrolling fiend. You know, the top of it's going to have the topics. Then you're going to see their pretty photos on the graphic. And underneath that is the show notes, simple show notes, person's name, company name. Click the company name because it's in blue, goes to their website. So that way you can find them easily. And of course you can listen directly on the show. You can listen on the homepage. I put a player on there and you can listen on your favorite podcast player. All of those graphics are on the homepage. And also if you want to join our community on social media, there's a links graphic on the very top of the homepage. Click on that. That'll get you over to the links page for all of the social media links. Please share this show. Please share this platform. Encourage all your family, friends, and contacts to start using all the resources because it is there for you to use, and encourage them to join our community. And of course, the newsletter, again, around all this censorship, which they're coming after me, man. Yeah, good thing I don't have to fly. That would probably be the next one, like Aunt Vandersteel. And speaking of, she gives that story on episode 210, which is another must listen to, episode 210 with Aunt Vandersteel, Steel Truth. So yeah, join the newsletter, and that is on the homepage too. And of course, it's on the lower right-hand corner of your page and on the bottom of your screen on the website and on your phone is the most recent episode that scrolls across. So all of this information is listen, Take Action tab, homepage, all there. So please join us, join the community. We would love to have you. Love to have you and connect. Not only connect, let us know who you want to hear from, what guests, what kind of topics, and we'll give it to you. I think we're gonna talk about opening up phone lines. I'm just trying to figure out how to structure that in the second portion of the show. All right, let me bring my next guest because I am now behind 12:43. I apologize for that because I did that show this morning. I tell you. I gotta get the point. I'm gonna get a copy of it, and then I will play on the air what I was saying before they shut down not just my phone call, the entire phone lines at the studio. All right, my next guest is Daniel Jackson. He's a spirit medium who communicates with spirit guides, angels, and archangels. Audience, a round of applause. We're gonna talk to some angels. Daniel, how are you today?
Hey, Jill, how are you? I'm good. How about yourself?
I am good. I'm a little off the rails today. I'm trying to get back on track. So I thank you for your patience sitting there in the queue.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
I'm just glad to be here.
Well, that's so nice. And we are glad to have you. You're a very supportive partner on our Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. So thank you very much. You are posting the...
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, it helps when the guests and our partners are promoting the episodes too. So I want to thank you. I mean, I saw that you're posting and sharing and commenting, and that's what this platform is all about. And it's encouraging other people to do that, is to, engage on social media, support people that you know, that you look, that you work with, that your friends, because these algorithms, the only way to get around them is to do that. That's what it's all about, collaboration. So thank you for being a model collaborator, a model.
Oh, you're welcome. We got to help each other out. So that's what we got to do.
Well, and the best part of it, it's free. So you don't have to, it doesn't cost you any money to help out a friend in need. Promo a friend
in
need.
Yeah, one of my favorite four-letter words.
What, free?
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
and
friend,
cash.
More, free and cash. Awesome.
Cash is a good one, too.
Oh, man. So last time you were here, you were new on the platform. Now you are a seasoned veteran.
Yeah, number two. Awesome, right?
Yeah. So you don't think the angels just don't show. Do they just show up and start talking to you? Like, is anyone showing up for me right now? Like, giving you some advice?
They talk to me all the time, all day long. It never goes away for me. So the way it works for me is, they talk to me and tell me things all day long, but if someone needs to know something about themselves, all they have to do is ask me a question, and I'm already turned on, and you can just ask, and I'll get the answer for you immediately.
So if I ask you a question right now, you will get an answer from an angel?
Yes, right now. Yep.
Oh. Uh-oh. All right, let me think.
You're on the spot, aren't you?
Well, I just kind of thought you were going to blurt something out, but and just tell me, so I didn't have to do any of the work. I thought it was just going to show up.
No, I'm not psychic. That's a big misconception that people believe that all mediums are all psychic. We're all not.
Okay. Yeah. So you're more of I have to come prepared, do the work, which is really what we tell everybody on every episode to do. So I dropped the ball.
Yeah. And people would rather ask specific questions about specific things more than just waiting for something to happen. You know.
Yes. All right. How about this? Here's my question. I had a conversation yesterday with Pastor Ed or Reverend Ed, Rev Ed. And it was a pretty detailed conversation. So based on what we talked about, is that the direction that I should be going? And is everything going to work out as we discussed?
You don't even have to get halfway into the question. So as you're talking to me, they're already answering me. And the direction that the two of you spoke about is the absolute direction that you need to head into.
You're going to get more
of a focused answer about what you're trying to do at that point by going in that direction. It'll work a lot better for you.
Huh. Okay. And I didn't mean to be vague. It's just that I couldn't figure out how to sum it up quickly. But your response actually was appropriate for the conversation, and if your response would have been different, it might not have matched up as much. So that was kind of spot
whatever
on.
Whatever they bring to me, and like I said, when you started talking to me, as you're talking, what that means is when you're talking, you're thinking that in your mind, and because they can read minds, they tell me yes, and then they give me a little bit more information, and then that's what I just gave you. So when you started getting halfway through, yes, I was talking to a reverend, and as soon as you said that, they started saying yes, and you'll get more focused information that way. It comes that fast.
Well, that's what he was saying, too, about certain things where we were talking about praying and God, and he says it's really fast. We just kind of push against it as human beings and think everything has to be difficult, and it really isn't.
Well, that's right, because we've been taught to do that our entire lives from a long time ago, that everything has to be difficult, but it doesn't have to be difficult if you choose to not let it be difficult. But there's also another big misconception as far as praying goes as well. Praying is for giving positive energy out there, but praying is for giving thanks for what you do have, not for asking for more than you are supposed to have. People have that, the whole thing about like a football game where they say, one team is praying that they win the game, the other team is praying that they win the game, and then only one team wins the game. Did the other guys have their prayers not answered? Well, no, because we set up the rules to make it so only one team can win the game. That's all. But so one has. But is God answering everyone's prayers? Well, not always either, because, you know, people want people to live longer. Oh, my friend is dying or something. Well, that's just not the way it works, because there's one thing that you and I have in common with everybody in this world. We're all going to die at some point. It's just not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. I mean, there are two rules in this world that people need to follow, and as long as they follow them and understand them, they will learn to appreciate their life a little bit better. And rule number one is people die every day. And rule number two is you can't change rule number one.
Yeah, that's very true. But I'm glad that you mentioned the gratitude, and that was a part of our conversation yesterday
gratitude,
too. And I think
yeah,
it's a great reminder to do that. Instead of asking, come across first as being grateful for certain things,
yeah.
And that's really how you're supposed to start your day. That should be your first thought, and it makes a
absolutely.
Big difference. It makes a
and
big
the more
difference.
Positive, more positivity you put out there, the more positive things are going to happen to you. But if you start out your day in a grumpy kind of way, and everything's horrible and stuff like that, well, there's a saying that I tell people all the time that is, we create our own storms, but then we cry when it rains all the time. So if you keep putting negativity out, you're going to get it right back.
That's just like Fitz down in Florida. It's raining down there. And we.
Yeah.
I like that saying.
Yeah, some people are paddling in boats.
Yeah. The good thing is we've seen a lot worse down there. So this one's not nearly as bad as what we've seen over the years. So that is something you can be grateful for. So be grateful that it's not a hurricane level 5, right? So there we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
making mountains out of molehills. What is it? Hay out of sunshine, something rainy. What? No,
I don't know.
That's one of those. Okay. So you want people to contact you if they want to communicate with the angels, but it's not, keep in mind, it's not a psychic reading. It is more of confirmation, and it is more of some guidance. So give your website and social media info, Daniel.
Yeah, it's a reading per se, because they ask me questions and I get them answers. And it can be questions about absolutely anything, and then I can get them the answers for that. But, they can contact me. It's spiritmediumdaniel.com. It's www.onelongwordspiritmediumdaniel.com.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, we set this up, but we need some advance notice. Maybe we'll have you go join the soapbox later this month, and we'll have people call in, because they can call in with a question. You can give them an answer, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes, absolutely.
That would be fun.
I'm actually doing a live show later tonight on my Facebook page, and that's what I do. They come in, they ask questions, and I answer for them.
Oh, you'd be up for that then?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you want to set it up, we'll do that.
Yeah. All right. So let's do that. I will contact you later today, and we'll set it. We'll set a date, and then we'll make some advance note info for people, and that way they can call in. Yeah. Let's do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah. God, absolutely. That'd be great.
All right,
yeah,
Daniel. Thank you so much. thank you so much
thank
for the
you.
Reassurance
have a great
too. You too.
All right.
You too.
Bye bye now.
Oh. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye, my friend. All right, it is 12:53. How did this happen today? I literally am off the rails all over the place on this. So I apologize to everybody being off on my time frames. I think I'm not going to do that anymore. I think I'm not going to do a show before this show, because it does put things out of order, especially when it's so much easier to go show up and be on a show than it is to host the show. So I think that is not going to happen. So we're going to have to be conscious of that. But before I bring on my next guest, Mr. Preston Weeks, who, funny thing about that is, guy lived maybe 5-10 minutes away from me. First time I met him, I had to fly to Tulsa, Oklahoma to go to the Freedom Conference, you know, Clay Clark's Freedom Conference that I went to. And I met all these awesome people that came on my show that are still coming on my show. That's the first time I met him. He'd been on the show, I don't know, like what, 10 times, something crazy. And lives 10 minutes away. We had to fly to Tulsa. Same thing with Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Dwyer Hansen. I've actually known them since like 2004. They've been on the show a couple times, and they live 15 minutes away. They work, actually do a lot of work with Preston. And that's the first time I met them too. Oh my God, that's a good reminder for everybody that, you know, make sure you connect with the people. If they're here, if they're local to you, pick up the phone and maybe go meet them. Take the time to go do that because I think it's a good reminder, and it's almost like, really, this is how close people are. So that is a good reminder. I'm going to mention, well, I'm not going to have time to do the business segment for the business tip. I'll talk about that later. And Preston is going to talk about success mindset, and he's got an event that he's launching. And what time is it? 12:55. Oh, this is bad. Oh, just quick reminder. I want everybody to go check out the marketplace. Check out the marketplace. This is where you buy products and services from 57 well-known websites and brands. I mentioned it earlier in the show. So go check that out. You never pay more than if you go to these websites directly. Yeah. Anything that you need is on there. And they, donate 2-20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners supporting Vets, Pets, Kids, and Freedom. We've got the patriotic page on there. There's a couple of great providers. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab. And of course, don't forget about Mike Lindell and mypillow.com. Our promo code is HOME, H-O-M-E. They run specials all the time, usually up to about 66% off. So definitely check that out. He donates 20%. The guy's just amazing. So not only is he giving you quality products and services, he's kicking in 20% of your total purchase to help our nonprofit partners. All right, I'm way over. Good thing Preston has patience. Marketplace tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Preston Weeks, he is the co-founder of Formula EQ, Personal Transformation Power mixed with scientific information to create the most impact life training ever designed. Every Friday, he's got his, virtual. Everything's virtual. But he's groups meeting in person or virtual. I'm making a mess of this. I'll just let him tell you. Audience, give him a round of applause.
Thank you.
I was trying to be cool because I kind of know the gig that what you're doing and I just blew it. So I will let you explain that, Lucy.
But you know, that's what makes live so much fun. It's just like, you got to roll with it, you got to go with it. It's like, it's real, and you get to actually hear what happens. You get to hear how people are. You get to experience it. It's awesome. But, yeah, no, I have the Formula EQ community, and we meet live virtually because it's globally. It's across the entire country. Sometimes I've got usually over 20 countries on the meetings, and we meet. It's all about building up, you know, the foundation of people, building up people so that they are powerful and strong and they can do whatever it is they want to do in life, whatever it is they want to hit, that next level, that goal, that thing, live a certain way. And so, I was listening to, your interesting guest before that taps into the afterlife and things like that. And he's saying, everyone will die, which is true. And then there's also the part while we're here, and that's the part I'm focusing on is, what are we doing here? What are we doing with our life? How are we experiencing it? How are we feeling when we experience it? Are we happy? Are we sad? Are we off? Are we balanced? Are we unbalanced? Do things throw us off? Are we stressed out? Do we live life in fear? And does that, keep us up at night or, affect our relationships or affect, your company or different things like that? So I'm focused on, removing that from people and building the foundation of you. But yeah, you mentioned it, my event. I want to talk about my event coming up. This is exciting. This is a big event that I'm putting on again. This is the second event I've done. The first event I did was called Your Finest Hour. I had 15 incredible speakers. We ran for 2 days. We did the whole thing for free. It's all just to help people and uplift them. But now we're doing the power of you. People have been stuck, people have been isolated, people have been separated, and I want to help people to realize that they can do anything, help people to realize that they're strong, help people to realize that they're capable and smart, and help people to realize that everything starts with them. We need to take these ideas and not just have ideas, but take ideas and turn them into action and create the life that we want to live, to create the life that we talk about in everything that you're talking about, in business, in life, in finance, in relationships, in our country, in our politics, because you talked about that here, which is awesome, and I commend you, and that's why I appreciate you, and I wait for you, even though you're running behind, because I love what you do and your message and everything. But this, my event is the power of you. So let me tell you, I've got myself, so I'm speaking. Not a lot of people, you know, I'm not famous. I've been a rudder to big ships, but I work with a lot of famous people. I've built a lot of underground things, but I'm kind of coming out now because I've got to the point where I've got to, it's my mission to share this message. But I've got Dr. John DeMartini, who is just a phenomenal, you know, thought leader and everything. I've got Mark Victor Hansen. Mark Victor Hansen is Chicken Soup for the Soul. He's sold over 500 million books. He's going to help people to learn how to sell over 500 million books. I've got Jeff Hoffman. Jeff Hoffman's one of the founders from, you know, like Priceline and UBiz and Booking.com. He's a billionaire genius, humanitarian. He's got a Grammy award-winning jazz album. He's partners with Pitbull, the rapper.
Oh, that's who he is.
World.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the links. I was like, I know who that is. Who? What? And that's okay. Keep going.
Yeah. I don't know. I've got all these amazing people. I mean, I've got, you know, Meredith Walker. That's from, you know, she's her not as popular, but her company that she runs, helps run, is called XPRIZE. And XPRIZE funds all these crazy, you know, projects. Like, they've got a project right now, they're pushing the edge of the fun stuff that goes to space. You know, they have the project right now that to suppress fire in under 10 minutes autonomously. And it's a $20 million prize. So anyone out there is listening, if they want to compete for a $20 million prize, probably going to involve a drone. And they put out fires because forest fires are such a problem and they're an emerging problem. So they do this crazy stuff. So, I mean, she deals with these amazing people. But, like, I can go on and on. And I just heard today, too, that I think Deepak Chopra confirmed with my business partner. He's going to be speaking as well. I've got Crystal Hansen speaking. It just keeps growing and snowballing. But basically, we're coming together. The power of you, it's to give people tools. It's to give people everything that they need to succeed next year and tomorrow and in the future, and to make them strong and to live the life until they die. You know, that's the greatest life they can possibly live, and to take control of their life, to do every single thing that they can in their life that they want to do, because people can do this. Like, I'm helping people live this in my Formula EQ community. It's all about, you know, having like-minded people that want to live and do better. And it's not like something's wrong with you. You know, I think one of your guests earlier was saying something along those lines that people have a hard time reflecting. Nope. That's not what it's about. We're all about, you know, my mantra is relentless improvement. I believe that the world's moving, everything's changing, everything's constantly evolving around you. And my mantra is relentless improvement. And people that want to join me and improve and learn to live better, learn to live happy, learn to live full, learn to get ahead in your company, learn what all the greatest thought leaders are in the world, you can join me in my Formula EQ, or you can join me in my – sorry, I got a call there. I hope I didn't miss. You can join
Power
me in my
of
Formula
you.
EQ. Yeah, or you Power can join you. Me in my Power of You event, which is at the Formula EQ website or my Preston's links or whatever. But this is going to be like a rockin' two-day all-star event. We might even have to add a day on if we get, you know, so many speakers and so many people. I think we're going to be, you know, reaching, you know, at least hundreds of thousands of people across the world. And so, you know, I'm going to enroll you in helping to share my message too, Michelle. I know you'll be a part of it. And but
when is the event?
That's it. You know, help people. Well, when is it? So it's July 22nd and 23rd. So we're
right.
coming up.
You need to promote this. It's right around the corner. So I would need to add it to the virtual events page. So you want to talk after the show, and you could get me all the info. We gotta start promoting.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get you all the info, and yep, we'll get you the link and stuff, and you know, provide access
yeah.
to people. And people that want to connect right now, they can go to formulaeq.com. And so, yeah,
right.
absolutely. I would love that and appreciate that. Because, yeah, though this thing's going to be so cool. I mean, these people are the thought leader, amazing people. And they're going to be bringing phenomenal ideas. It's going to be a space to learn, to grow, to participate, to, you know, to see what's going to happen, to get the cutting edge, to know what to do, and to be able to, you know, combine it all and live life amazing, which I want every single person listening right now to do.
Well, maybe we can have a couple of them call in, and you and I can co-host a little segment at the 1 o'clock mark and have them do little teasers to just let give everybody a little dose of what they can be expecting. Let's maybe we can lure them in with that. Maybe we put that together. We can do it quickly. I mean, they can call in 5 minutes. What's 5 minutes? I mean, I think they can spare 5 minutes, right? I think they can do something like that.
Yeah, yep. I love it. So, yep.
All right.
We'll try and put something together.
Yeah, I'll call you after the show, and we'll see what we can do. So give the website one more time, and then I got a bump.
Yep, formulaeq.com. EQ, it's emotional intelligence. IQ is intellectual intelligence. The emotional intelligence, EQ, emotional quotient, formulaeq. Check out the event. It's all over the website. You'll see it, or you can come to my group, too, for free for a month and check that out as well. And go keep changing the world. Good job. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome, my friend. You're always full of something to offer the audience. It's always positive. Don't worry. It's always good. Thank you, Preston. I will talk to you in a little bit later today.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Real quick, I've got my patriotic soapbox guest, Tim Foley, in the queue, but I just did want to mention to you the interview that I did with Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Dwyer Hansen was episode 122. This was literally an incredible episode, and the reason I'm saying that is because they were talking about their new book, Ask, The Secret to Life is Asking, and it's really, really powerful. There's a blog that also we did for it, and I have printed it out after I did the show, and I reference it. Well, I used to reference it awesome, fell off the wagon, right? So now I need to pull it back out. But there's just information, there's tips, there is some inspiration that's just in the blog alone. It is just like a print of the transcript, but I added like a lot of cool stuff to it, you know, graphics and things like that. So definitely go check that out. And you can listen to the episode, it's episode 122 on any of your favorite podcast players, but you can also just go to the episodes tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and then you'll see the blog, and then episode 122. You know, or if you just want to listen to the episode, there's many ways to do that. So I definitely encourage you to do that. I need to listen to it again, actually. See, even I, who listen to all of these great people all week long, 3 days a week, seven times three, 21 to 25 people are telling me to grow my business, enhance the quality of my life, and make a difference, especially in my communities. You would think that I would be the model child, that I would be the type of person that Preston goes, Michelle, I need you at this event. No, it's okay. And the reason why I say that I'm saying all that is because I want you to relate that no matter how much you get this information thrown at you, and it's okay to fall off the wagon, and it's okay to not be able to remember everything, and it's okay to not be 100% on your game every day. So that's a perfect example that don't beat yourself up, but realize it and move forward and make that commitment to make the change and to do what you got to do. These resources are there, but sometimes we forget. Sometimes, you know, we know that we got to start our day off being grateful. And some days you're like, I totally forgot to be grateful when I got up. And that's kind of the reason why my day didn't go the way it didn't go. So, I'm a perfect example of having all this information, but sometimes you just forget to use it. We've talked about it before on the show, and I'm going to wrap it up here real quick because I need Tim to come on. But the good thing is we're going to have a little bit longer segment than what I think we originally talked about, just because he has so much to share. And I just got some breaking news that I'm going to somewhat tell you guys. It came across my email that relates to what he is going to be talking about, the border invasion. So, and it relates to here in Arizona. It's actually all over the country, which kind of new, but now some other information's come out. It's important, so I want you to stick around for that. But I just want to finish the thought because it's important. and this is the business segment. I didn't do my little promo because I kind of jumped into it. So it's a good reminder of just making sure that you revisit certain things, revisit that inspiration, revisit those business tips, because it's easy to kind of forget, but it has to be part of almost your being in your life, right? That's why people like, and I'm glad that we was talking about Mark Victor Hansen, people like that who have mastered the ability to ask and receive and to also manifest, like so many of the people that he's mentioning, it's become so second nature for these people to never go down that rabbit hole, to never start their day off other than gratitude, because they've been doing it for so long that it's just automatically a part of what they do. And that's why they're so successful when they get to that point. They don't keep, you know, falling off the wagon, even if it's for a day or two, because they've been in that mindset. They've been conditioned that way for a long time. And it takes work, but that's where you've got to get yourself to. And that's when you're going to have that, I mean, ultimate success. That's why you've got like your Bob Proctor, who's been doing it for how many years? It just comes natural to him, like breathing. Once it becomes as natural as breathing, you can have that type of success. I mean, not everybody wants to be that successful, but in essence, you kind of do. Not seeing for money reasons, but just being the point where you've accomplished what you thought you needed to accomplish in life. So it does take some work. You know, you have to show up, do the work. But that's why I want you to listen to episode 122, and that's their book, The Ask. And I'm not just saying this because Preston works with them and is friends with them, and then I know them. It's just that the timing for these things and you know, that's the beauty of this show. Oh, it's 111. All right, Tim, just hang in there. I'm coming to get you. The beauty of this show is the as these conversations are having, as these guests show up with all these different categories, once you've been listening to some of these episodes, you'll notice that there is some days there's just some magical, like crazy things that happen on the show where a message or a theme or you'll just feel the energy that goes through between the guests where they're connecting with each other, or that all of a sudden the show just kind of writes itself when it comes to what direction it's going to go, and things just kind of pop up. And I'm just saying, I'm simplifying that, but it really isn't. It's something that is coming from, you know, it's literally coming from God, where there's that message that needs to go out to people, or something that will pop into my head that relates to a past episode or something that even the guest says, and it's just something that needs to be shared because it's all connected. And I really stirred up things yesterday when I had a conversation with Reverend Ed about a bunch of stuff that's going on, and that's why I brought it up when I asked Daniel about it, because I asked for the stirring up, and it's happening right now on the show. So I, like I said, once you're listening to it, just once you're listening to these shows, picture yourself as all of us sitting literally like in a living room together, all the guests and yourself and me sitting in the living room. And that's how I feel when you jump into this little world, this community. And when you think about it that way, and just like really picture yourself being there, we're all in this conversation together. It changes how what you get out of the shows. It's really, it's crazy. I see it from this side of the mic, and other guests that I talk to and other listeners, I've shared that with them, and they said that's how they felt too. So I encourage you to try to participate that way, because it does make a huge difference. Anyway, one other thing I wanted to mention, because I referenced the first time I met the crew, Preston, Mark, and Crystal, was they in Tulsa when they live 10-15 minutes away. So your business tip for the day: connect with people that you know that live near you, that are here in wherever you're living, that are close by, and actually go meet them. Take the time to do that, because it will make a difference. And also, you need to get involved with a group. You need to get involved with a business group that either meets virtually or in person, or one that is doing some sort of take action item in your community. And you can find groups like this. I have to add, Preston's, if you go to the Take Action tab, and the website is everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. The groups, these are all different kinds of groups, different kinds of categories. These are under the must follow and must join. So it's must follow and join people, groups, organizations, and companies. I cleaned it all up. I even put everyone that is in charge of the groups or founded the groups, I put them, their episodes, right next to the banner. So you can listen to what they're all about. And these are amazing people, amazing groups. You need to do one for business and one for take action, for getting involved in your community. that will actually result in business. Trust me. She's with the like-minded people. All right. I'm way over. I apologize to my guest. I've kind of made a mess of this timeline of the show, so I apologize, everybody. I just kind of felt like I needed to get all this stuff out after I asked God to stir things up. So when I'm not going to go there. Anyway, I asked for this, so my purpose is to deliver it. It's amazing. When you believe and you pray, this stuff works. Anyway, all right, let's focus. It is time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. Where's my music? Oh, you know, I hate when this happens. All right, here we go.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me and sitting shotgun is our special guest, Tim Foley. He is the founder of Arizona Border Recon. They're providing intelligence and security services in partnership with the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. AZBR consists of former military law enforcement and private security Americans unified under a guiding principle of service. I want you to get ready to hear what's really going on the border. And we are well past a crisis, people. It's an invasion of our country. As I mentioned, it's the largest human trafficking operation ever conducted. And it's coming to a town near you because at this point, every town is a border town. Audience, big round of applause for a very brave patriot. Tim, thank you for being so patient. I made a mess of my time today. Can you hear me now, Tim?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Ah, good. I said I apologize for being over. We got a little messy on the time today, but thank you for your patience. We'll just have to share more about what you're doing and what's going on down at the mess of the border, which the border is now leaked into the entire country.
Yeah, I mean, I started this back in 2010. After the 08 fiasco of the banking housing collapse, and when nobody went to jail there, I said, you know what, I'm done. And at that point in time, I was wanted to go see if the narrative that was being told by the previous administration back then and the media was true, which was, don't worry, it's safe and secure. And when I got down here, I just shook my head and said, you're kidding me. And so that's where Arizona Border Recon was started. And in 12 years, it's getting worse. I mean, the whole paradigm down here, it's changing drastically daily. And I mean, we can't even keep up. It's day before yesterday, I got 10 Hondurans, and two of them on the road just outside of where my house is, and then another 8 of them over at the coffee shop. It's like they're just coming through everywhere.
Well, and for those who haven't tuned into us before, especially when we talk about our border shows, this is by design, everybody. So it is the plan. It is what this current Nazi regime administration wants to happen, is to have all these people flood into the country, because not only have they done everything to expedite it, they're actually, and they're encouraging it, and they're paying trillions for it. They've also, I should say high billions. High billions, yes, very high billions. They have a system in place, especially here in Arizona and Texas that we know of, where they take the illegals and they put them in hotels here for 72 hours, give them $1,400 in in cash. They give them a gaming console to keep them busy, new clothes, all that kind of stuff. Feed them, make sure they're nice and warm, and or at least in Arizona, AC. And then they ship them off the airplanes, that they don't have to go into the regular terminals and send them to different cities, primarily the East Coast. So we know that this is happening when in Texas. We know it's happening here in Arizona. It's just down the street in Scottsdale. Bisbee, we know there's one down there. So just keep that in mind, that this is all by design.
Well, what it is, it comes from the 70s or late 60s, early 70s. It's called the Cloward-Piven strategy. And if people don't know who Cloward and Piven were, they were a husband and wife team, and they were socialists. And the Cloward-Piven strategy basically says, if you take enough people from an impoverished nation and insert them into a nation with economic wealth that after so much pressure gets put on it, then that economy will collapse and it will turn into a socialist country.
You know, I've never heard anyone reference that strategy before, which is interesting, that I wonder how many people actually know that is.
It's a well-known strategy. They came out in the same time that Feinstein, Pelosi, and all them were doing the Vietnam protests, Vietnam War protests, and that's where they got their start back then with the Weather Underground. And this has been going on for quite some time, but it's not only just happening here. If you look across the planet, it is the largest mass migration in the history of the planet. And if you look at it, they're going, all these illegals, the politically correct term is undocumented migrants from around the planet.
We don't use that.
They're going to white European Christian nations. And if you look at it even closer, they're only going to NATO nations. So you have to look, it's like, who's behind this whole worldwide invasion that's going across all these countries, you know. Basically, you're going to, the UK, I mean, the European Union, they gave up a lot of their sovereignty and everything when they decided to turn into one big rainbow and unicorn society of the EU. And so they've taken down their borders, and when that happened, it was just a free-for-all. And that's why we need borders, you know, and it's crazy what's going on around the planet, and people just need to open their eyes to see what's really going on. It's not just here, even though this affects us directly. And what I see with the vast majority of Americans is they don't really pay attention unless they feel that it's directly affecting them. Well, it's been directly affecting them for quite a while, because like you're saying, is your tax dollars are paying for all of this. And right now we're just on unaccompanied children, that's running about $6 to $10 million a day. And since the beginning of the year, what we've spent on everybody coming across is right around been $87 billion, give or take a few billion. But and so people don't realize that this is affecting them, and they need to, you know, start voicing. You know, I mean, part of the reason we're in the shape that we're in this country is because for so long this group of people was happy with the moniker of the silent majority. And silence is consent, and silence is death. So the ones who make the most noise are the ones who get what they want. But we need to start making some noise.
Yeah, very well said. And, you know, the reference that you were talking about with their – I didn't realize they were doing another round of putting the – illegal aliens into the European Rainbow Union, as you said. They did that back a couple years ago to Germany, and look at the mess that was made there. And they did it in the UK, and it was just, I mean, you're talking, they did it specifically for the Muslims, but now it makes even more sense that you just referenced that they were focusing on Christian European nations because they literally want to wipe out Christianity, and they're doing persecution of Christians all over the world. They just, you know, they just don't talk about it on the news. So a lot of people don't know, but so are we shipping illegals to Europe, or are they just letting them come in from other countries, or,
no,
or we get them plane loads because we got them. We got plane loads of them.
They're getting everybody over there in Europe. They're getting them from the Middle East and Africa, but now we're getting a lot from Africa. We just saw down this way, Border Patrol picked up, I think it was 10 from Senegal. I mean, if these people are so broke, how do they afford flying from Africa to Mexico and then from Mexico to get up into here? Because a few years back, just a regular Mexican coming across the border, the cartel would charge $2,000 a head. But because so many people are coming, supply and demand, basically, Mexicans are now paying $8,000 a head. And if you come from further out, you know, say Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, then you're looking at, you know, $10,000 or so. And then when you're coming from Africa, you're going up even higher. So where's all this money coming from? If these people are so broke and destitute, I mean, look at Texas. They come across and it looks like their job interview closed with a fully charged iPhone. The dynamics over here is totally different than Texas, which is relatively flat. This is nothing but mountainous region here, and everybody coming through this area is still wearing camouflage, wearing camouflage backpacks, camouflage clothing, carpet shoes, which are anti-tracking shoes. And so why are they still trying to sneak past Border Patrol? It's because in this area, because it's so mountainous, that these are the people who don't want to get caught. These are your MS-13 gangbangers. These are your multiple deported for rape, murder, everything you can think of. And it's all the dope mules. So we got nothing but bad guys coming through our area. And it's just getting worse.
And then what you're on the border, but you're in what county? So people can kind of visualize on the map where this is, where the major issue is.
I'm in Pima County, which is a liberal controlled county.
So we got a liberal sheriff down there, which doesn't help. And then Sheriff Mark Daniels, he's in Cochise County. He was on episode 225, and he was saying that, you know, the amount of stress on the border with the lack of support, where he lost the 250 Border Patrol agents that used to work with them because they're over, they were repositioned to go basically do daycare. So meanwhile, the drugs are running across, the people are running across, and those guys are changing diapers. So they just don't have the manpower. But he doesn't have the hardcore criminals. Well, I'm sure they come a little bit through, but he doesn't have the ones like you're talking about. You're talking about really bad guys that are coming here for bad intentions. That were almost, they were given instructions to come here, and they were, and I guarantee they were given the funds and the means to come here to do bad things. So I don't want people to think that they're just running across unaccompanied and unaided. That's not what this border issue is. It's very calculated, and the money came from your tax dollars. Remember that coronavirus relief package for the American people, that $1.9 trillion, that was loaded with money to get these illegal aliens here. And don't forget, $625 million of your tax dollars went to fund these four hotels in Arizona. That's just the Arizona four hotels. That's the only ones we know of. And that's just what we found out. So it could be more money. So it's just, I want to make that a reality for people. Talk about that for a little bit. What do you know about those or anything you want to comment?
And what other people don't understand or realize is that, see, it slowed down almost about 75% under Trump, because Trump went to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras because, see, people don't know that we give them $1 billion a year, each one of them, the immigration. And when it started picking up again, Trump went in there and said, look, we're just going to cut the money off because obviously you're just doing what you want with that money and it ain't stopping what you were supposed to be using it for, which was to help your people. But so we spend $3 billion a year just giving it away, and they're partying like rock stars, whoever's living it up down there or taking the money and, you know, sending people along their way, saying, go for it.
Yeah,
and what people don't know also is the one who's making the most money out of this right now is the Catholic Charities.
Mm-hmm.
They have a $1.3 billion contract with Biden.
Yeah.
So that's where you hear the Pope every once in a while, you know, spouts off, oh, we don't need borders or we don't need walls. And it's like, well, that's because you're pulling in money hand over fist. And if we don't need walls and borders, then why do you live behind one of the biggest walls on the planet in a walled city?
And then also I had read that they have another NGO or portions of the Catholic Charities, you know, it's all one big conglomerate of corruption, right? And they also then are relocating these unaccompanied children, and they're getting paid to do that, but they're not checking on any of the placements. And I was told, I think Marianne Mendoza told me, that one of the groups that is involved with the placement actually got shut down in Pennsylvania because all kinds of sexual abuse and things like that. So they couldn't, they lost their license in Pennsylvania, and then they came here to make some money off of this, these lucrative contracts that are just flowing. So yeah, it's part of a big operation. And the NGOs are a big problem with this because they're the ones that are getting these people across. Because, you know, if you ever see the pictures, and we talk about this a lot when we bring up the border, I've never seen whiter t-shirts in my life. I've never seen whiter sneakers than these people that were supposed to have walked 2,000 miles. They've got hair all nicely done. They've got makeup ready to go as if they're doing a photo shoot. They got a shiny phone that's all, you know, bedazzled out. And, you know, that's not how it works in the real world. I tell you that too. It's, you know, it's not necessarily staged, but in a sense they're staged for the photos, but these people are getting lots of support to come here, and they're not walking. They're not taking a trek.
No.
They're coming on all kinds of transportation. And of course, you know, they don't have to go through any TSA checking. They don't have ID. They have nothing. They usually show up with an envelope at the airport, and there's a whole crew of them, and they get around TSA and all that. So if you are having to get a pat down, they are just getting on special planes to be distributed on your tax dollar.
They do come across with ID, but the only ID that they're carrying, voter ID.
You said voter ID?
So, voter ID. So it's interesting that in these third world countries, everybody has a voter ID card with a picture on it and everything else. But here, we want voter ID, and it's racist.
Oh God, that's so funny. That is something that people need to be very well aware of.
Yeah. Everyone that we stop when we ask them for ID, it's voter ID. That's all they have.
Oh,
no driver's license, no birth certificate, no nothing, just voter ID.
I had no idea. That says a lot about other countries and their you know, their levels of corruption within their own elections and what they know needs to happen in order to at least hope that it is free and fair. And of course, we seem to are doing the opposite. So Why don't you share some stories of what you and your team are doing down at the border to try to help out, try to keep this place safe, so they get a dose of reality. I want you to, and you can be a little on the graphic side if you need to, if that's what you need to share. I just want them to realize it's nothing like they're seeing on TV where everyone's just kind of huddled together and shaking or whatever.
The television only shows you the women and children. I mean, you can go to our YouTube channel, Arizona Border Recon, and you'll see some of our trail cameras of the dope mules, of the guys with guns. So what we do is when we get out there, well, underneath Trump, what we used to do was, we'd call Border Patrol in, and they would take them, and then they would boot them back over to Mexico with the remaining Mexico policy. But now with Biden, and we know if we turn them over to Border Patrol, that they're just going to get an Uber ride up to Tucson and get processed and sent wherever they want to go, because all they need in their possession to go to a certain place is a verifiable address on the U.S. Postal Service website. And then they're free to go wherever they want. And they'll pay to send them there. But to me, it's really easy. If they have a verifiable address, if that's where they want to go, then obviously there's probably more illegals living there. So you just round them all up quick and easy. But that wouldn't be politically correct. So since Biden's been in, what we do is we go out. I've got about a dozen of my guys that are certified man trackers. So,
hey, Tim, hold on one second. The phone is pretty garbled right now. Are you moving? Did you move around, or are we just kind of getting a bad connection? I just want to make sure people can hear you clearly.
We're out in BSE, and so sometimes it fades and sometimes it doesn't.
All right, right there is good. So. Yeah, that sounds much better.
Okay. So what we do now with Biden is, since I've got 12 guys that are certified trackers, they can spread out in different directions along the fence or where there is a fence. But we have 17 miles of fence that started to the west, and it ends right due south of where I am now. And in that 17 miles, there's probably about 18 to 24 holes in the fence where they're coming through. So what we'll do is we'll check by the fence and all the washes leading away from the fence to look for sign. If we get good sign, they post up on a hilltop just north of the fence. And if we see anybody moving that direction from the south, we let them come in so far, and then we'll drop down in front of them and spook them, and then we basically just push them back into Mexico, and then we watch them, and we'll radio other teams to go, all right, they're pushing west or they're pushing east, and so we know they're going to go for the next hole, and then we wait at that hole and do the same thing, because the process is you try to burn up their logistics, which is the amount of food that they're carrying, because from the line up to, say, if they hump all the way to Tucson, you're looking at a 5-day walk. So they're packing 5 days worth of food, and if we can stall them for 2 days, 3 days, then they don't have enough food to make it, then they have to decide if they're going to try it or do they go back and try to resupply. So it's a different way of doing things. And that's what a border is supposed to be about. It's like, look, there's the line. You can't come across, and we're going to keep pushing you back over.
Now, if you're just listening to this story for the first time, the reaction that at least most people will have is, why does it require a team of private people to do what you would think the government's supposed to do, Border Patrol's supposed to do, ICE is supposed to do, or the military or the National Guard? So we know the government is not going to do anything. What about the states?
I've been down here for three National Guard deployments, and pretty much that you know, people jump up and down and go, yay, they're sending the National Guard. National Guard is pretty much political theater. They can't do anything. I mean, they'll set them out there on a hilltop, and they put out a fluorescent orange porta potty so everybody in the 10-mile radius knows where they're sitting. And basically, they can't detain them. They just are handed a radio that they can call Border Patrol and go, hey, there's a group coming through. And Border Patrol goes, okay, well, if we can get somebody over there, we'll get somebody over there. So the deployment of National Guard, yeah, it's nice, but it's political theater, and it basically is costing taxpayers money. And right now, Border Patrol is so overwhelmed, you know. Was it 2 weeks ago I called and I said, look, I got eight. And they're going, well, we're all busy. We ain't got anybody we can send your way. So if you can hang on to them for 2 to 4 hours, we'll come get them. He says, if not, cut them loose and then just give us grids and direction of travel and we'll see if we can pick them up further along. And, you know, normally I'll hang on to them for a while, but for up to 4 hours by myself, nah. So I have to kick them loose and send them on their way. Border Patrol can get them later on.
It's worse than catch and release. Because it's like, yeah, I mean, if you think about this and remove yourself and just think about the lack of just common sense of what they're telling you to do is just mind-blowing. But that's what you're up against. That's what's happening in all these all these border states. I mean, this is crazy. This is, you said this happened before. This was happening even under Trump, right?
Yeah, well, under Trump, it wasn't catch and release. They'd catch them and send them back into Mexico. But a lot of times, I mean, a few years ago, some people have a distinct look to them. And, you know, we catch the guys and we give them the Border Patrol, they send them away. And then 2 weeks later, it's like, wait a second, didn't I just nab you 2 weeks ago? And here you are again.
It's like a bad movie. Like,
wow. And so basically the Remain in Mexico somewhat worked, because what they would do is say if they picked them up here in the Tucson area, they wouldn't just take them down to Nogales. What they would do is either drag them over by California or send them over by Texas and drop them there, and because they knew they wanted to come in and go to Tucson, so they would have to try to make their way back towards Nogales and then the mountains around Nogales. So it would slow them down quite a bit, but it's never slowed down the dope. I mean, that stuff is just plowing through here. And see, that the biggest problem is the cartels know this. They're using all these people as a diversion because it ties up all the Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Which leaves the main dope trails hanging wide open, because they're going after all these poor women and children looking for a better life. And so the dope is just plowing through here.
Well, and of course, a better life reasoning is not a reason for coming here in any form of asylum or whatever they're going to make up, you know, to just be granted automatically coming on over. There's a process. And of course, at this point in the game, that's not going to be followed, right? We already know there's an agenda. They've got a machine in motion to pump these people into the system. They want the human trafficking. They want the children.
Yeah.
You know, there's part of a bigger picture there, because these kids, you're talking pedophilia, probably getting sex trafficking, especially with the women. That's what they're doing.
Right.
And they say, it's for cheap labor. Yeah, there's some cheap labor in there, but that's not really the big agenda. You referenced the Cloward Piven strategy, where they want to actually, you know, you always want to conquer a country from within. So you bring in a bunch of these destitute and poor people from poor countries, and then your own society, like one you have now, will end up collapsing and turn to, at this point, it's not even socialism. It'll be Marxism on its way to communism. But here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. Let's just pretend. Well, I'm not going to pretend anything. That's not going to change. They're not going to stop the flow. So, and they're not going to put the army, put the military there. Because that's what it sounds like, Tim. You need the military on the border in order to make a dent, but they're not going to put the military.
You can't, because it's against the Constitution. That's the only time the Democrats will follow the Constitution. And you've touched on it before, you know, with the asylum. Now with Mayorkas, the head of DHS, who is an open border advocate. He was actually a illegal immigration attorney for a NGO before he got appointed to head up Department of Homeland Security. He's come out and said that now they're going to accept climate asylum.
Oh, yeah,
so,
right. Yeah, they're just making step up at this point.
The rising sea level in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. It's like, really? I mean, they're just, when you say the enemy from within, that's in D.C., the district of criminals or the district of corruption. They're already here. They're already destroying it from within. And like I say, they're screaming the loudest, so it's working for them. It was a very well thought out plan, you know. And the silent majority was always, you know, we'll fix this the next election. We'll fix this. We'll fix that. And it's like, well, you saw what happened in the last election. They rigged the election. So
the last saving grace
is gone.
So at this point, you know, it's almost like you're fighting a losing battle because you're having to re-catch some of these guys. You're doing what you can to at least not let all of them get across, right? You're putting a small dent in a big gushing bullet wound, you know, but you're at least doing something, because it's not the support's not going to be there, and that's not going to change. So what can people do to support you, Tim, and your organization, so at least they can keep you going? I got to take care of that. I got to wrap it up here, Tim, because I got something that's popping up here that I got to deal with. How can they help you and support you, and at least make your job a little bit more, I can't say easier, because it's not going to get that much easier, but more effective and efficient?
We
can protect the community as best as we can.
It's an expensive operation to run. I mean, most of it's already come out of my own pocket. I bought $20,000 worth of secured radio equipment so that nobody can hear us, because the cartel tries to monitor our radio traffic to find out where we're at. But if they want to support and they want to see what's really going on, go to our YouTube channel at Arizona Border Recon. We have a website, ArizonaBorderRecon.org, and there's a donate page there. And if you think you have what it takes to do this, because it is brutal terrain down here, the temperatures, everything out here wants to hurt you, the plants, the insects, the temperatures, the terrain. We have a volunteer page. Nobody gets paid, not even myself. This is just for love of country and doing what needs to be done and doing what is right. We have a donate page there. I've already cashed out two pensions that I have and spent over $200,000 of my own money doing this.
Tim.
It's not always about money. It's about doing what is right. I'm not going to stop until I believe it's secure, and it looks like I'll be here for quite a ways down the road.
Oh yeah, unfortunately the wrong intentions are in motion right now, which is making your job and what you and your team are doing so much more difficult. One thing I did mention before I brought you on is the email that I just got. You know, we were talking about the hotels and how they're here in Arizona, yep. Texas, and we don't know other states yet because I just haven't heard. But apparently the new thing is they're rezoning nursing homes to house 12 to 17-year-old illegal adult males, and they are going to replicate this model nationwide.
Yeah, but those are unaccompanied children, which we're averaging about 19 to 20,000 of them coming across a month. So how does 19 to 20,000 supposed unaccompanied children make it from 2,000 miles away all the way up here? You know, it's not being told what's really going on.
Yeah. And it's all being funded with our money, but there's just, hotels aren't enough. They're, like I said, the fact that they're going to be rezoning these nursing homes, and this came from Christy Hutchardson. So we're going to get her back on the show to find out what she and her team are working on. So that episode that we did with her, we're talking about the border, was 216 for anybody who wants to tune into that. Tim, give your website one more time so people can follow you guys and support. Oh my gosh, what is going on? And support you. Give your website one more time.
ArizonaBorderRecon.org. There's a donate page if you want to help financially. There's a volunteer page there if you want to help with boots on the ground. But like I say, it's expensive to do that also, to volunteer. We have a YouTube channel, Arizona Border Recon, and you can find out of us on Facebook, Arizona Border Recon. On the Facebook page, we show what's happening within the country. And, we posted the one a couple days ago where an illegal who'd been arrested multiple times in a sanctuary city was released, and they just rearrested him for decapitating a guy and using his head as a soccer ball.
Oh, I saw something about that. Unbelievable.
Sanctuary cities, do what you want.
Yeah, crazy stuff. And this is it's only going to get worse. Yeah. So thank you, Tim, for all the hard work, all the sacrifice that you and your team is doing, and the fact that you're in a dangerous world. And our thoughts and prayers are going to go out to you guys, and I encourage the audience to do that too. And if you can financially support them, go to their website and do what you can. And if you're brave enough to volunteer, they need the help. So, Tim, thanks for coming on. We'll have you back on with some updates, and keep up the great work. You're an amazing man, an amazing patriot.
Well, you're welcome. It's, like I said, for love of country and doing what needs to be done.
Yeah.
When the government
yeah.
can't protect you, you can protect yourself.
Yeah, and you have to. You have to do that. All right, I look forward to having you back on with an update. Hopefully things will be, I just don't want anyone shooting at you, and that's just, I don't want to think about that. All right, Tim, go take care of yourself, and thank your team for all the hard work and what they're doing for as best as you guys can to do what you can to help this country. So thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Oh, man. You know, these stories are just getting worse and worse, so people just need to be aware. We're going to touch base with Patty Porter, because remember, she was doing the notices. She was getting all the notices signed and was going to then be sending that over, delivering it to try to get something done from the political side. You know, our governor actually can go ahead and end this border issue with a swipe of a pen, because the states can override what's going on with the federal government. But from what we understood, when she was down there at the border, she talked to a couple of sheriffs, and their attorneys were telling them that's not the case. So you've got conflicting information. You know, the law firms don't want to get involved, and they don't want to lose their other clients, and they don't want to be on the bad side of the government. So they are giving the wrong information, and the sheriffs are following their instructions. And, there was the court case that Petty had referenced about Scalia, in Arizona, I don't know the top off my head, but basically it said that the states can control of what needs to happen with their own safety, sanctuary, and the border. They can override the government, which is why you have sanctuary states and sanctuary cities, and the federal government can't do anything about that. It's just the opposite. You make it, you take care of your border. So anyway, we're going to touch base with her, see where that is, and figure out what it is that we can do strategically. as a group in order to kind of end this, but this behemoth of the funds and the strategies behind it. Yeah, sorry I had to wrap him up. There's some stuff going on here that I need to take care of, so I'm going to end it. I'm going to just wrap it up real quick. So it is time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%. Remember, once you commit, everything changes. Want to keep your common sense caps on all day. Maybe you can sleep in them. That would be awesome. There are no conspiracies and there are no coincidences. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. So a special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their shows, meaning their own shows, are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Head over to the Take Action TM. Check out all the different pages of all the different things that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. In addition to our episodes, there are other shows to watch, like the must-watch videos. There's must-listen-to shows. There's must-follow and join people, groups, organizations. And I said groups already, yeah. So go check those out and go ahead and join some of them. You can listen to the episodes of the founder, the organizer of the group, so you get an idea on what they do. These are Take Action. These are some nonprofits. These are health. These are business. There's everything there. So go check that out and go check out all the different resources that are on there. And don't forget to head over to the marketplace where 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners, helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom. So, every type of product you need, all name brands, well-known websites and brands are there. Of course, then don't forget all their patriotic products. They're there too. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click that marketplace tab, and don't forget about MyPillow, mypillow.com. You can go there direct or you can go through the marketplace. Mike Lindell is donating 20% to our nonprofits. Just use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. That's promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. And you'll get up to 66% off. He runs specials all the time. So go check that out. Great products. I have the Giza sheets. I have the MyPillow. I have the towels. Very absorbent. Very light. Great for Arizona heat. All right. Let's wrap this up. I am going to head out. It's time to go. Got some issues going on here that need to be addressed. That's why I had to wrap up the show quickly. And thank you for listening. Make sure you share this, or please share this show, this platform, with your family, your friends. It's incredible content. There are so much resources that you can literally grow your business, enhance quality, make a difference, especially in your community. It's all there. Yeah, if you're interested in becoming a partner on the show and having a 7-minute spot, there's a page for that too. Just go to the Take Action tab and you'll see Become a Partner and learn more about it and book your spot. We love to have you, love to grow this community. You can join us on social media, subscribe to the show. Don't forget about the Rumble where we list in all the shows, the videos of the shows, and the newsletter. All of that's at the home page. There's graphics for all of that. Little self-explanatory. Just going to get used to scrolling, but you'll see it. So that is it. That is it. Friday is an amazing show. We've got two special guests, Pastor Artur Pawlowski, the pastor who's been touring the United States and who has been arrested numerous times in Canada. He'll be on at the 1 p.m. He's joining me in Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. And at 1:30, yeah, I am the owner and founder of the flagshirt.com company, and he is an amazing patriot. He's 80 years old, and he's been running this company for like 60 years. They have incredible, incredible patriotic gear. You name it, they got it. If there's anything that they don't sell that's patriotic, they're part of our marketplace, so go check them out. And they donate 2% of the total purchase to their nonprofit partners. So he'll be on at 1:30, and he's a big precinct committee man supporter, precinct committee man. Remember Dan Schwartz and the precinct strategy? Don't forget that's a page on the Take Action tab. So if you go to Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you want to click link, takeactionitems.com, takeactionitems.com. So go to check that out. Share that with your family and friends and your contacts. Let's make a difference in our lives, everybody. It's time to make everything better. All right. Tune in on Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Big show. 5 guests, 7-minute segments. And 2 guests sitting in the soapbox starting at 1 at 1:30. Think you're awake. Hope you got a lot out of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Go take some action on what we shared. Make it a great day because you deserve it. Oh, I got to play the God Bless America. I got to play it. I wasn't going to, but I got to play it. Here you go. Talk to you Monday. Friday. Sorry. Friday. Nooner. Bye.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off. Thank you.